Proud of you, Mom lied. You look so good on TV. We missed you. We'll be there in no time. Their call came as no surprise. I'd even prepared something special beforehand. Thanks for calling. Let me go get Grandma. I'll call you in a bit, I said. My parents were excited. My dad said, That would be amazing. We missed your grandma too. We'll be waiting for your call, son, and hung up. I put on my potato head costume. 10 minutes later, Grandma and I video called my parents. Their confused looks were priceless. They knew something was up. Are you having a costume party? My mom said, clearly annoyed. You look ridiculous. Nope, I replied. There's no party. This is how I normally dress. Remember? I'm a potato head. Dad said, Alfie, we were kidding. You're our son. We want to come congratulate you. Grandma had had enough. Enough! You didn't listen to me when you kicked him out of the house. How dare you try to patronize him now, she growled. That's when Dad's true colors came out. Mom, I'm your son. I'm entitled to the money from the land and that oil well, and I'll get my money even if you won't give it to me. Grandma said, Oh, so now you remember you're my son. You sure didn't act like it then, and you're not acting like it now. That land is in my name. I submitted my will to the lawyer yesterday. I'm going to leave everything I own to the one person in this family who deserves it most, and that is my grandson. Don't ever bother us again. Mom, Mommy, please let me explain. Dad's pleading was interrupted as I ended the call. What a fabulous costume, Potato Head, Grandma said. What do you say we head over to our favorite restaurant for some fries? But you're coming in costume. Deal. She hugged me as hard as she could, and we had the best dinner I had ever eaten. Those potato fries had never tasted so good.